Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey guys, it's me. And I just wanted to remind you.
This shark, swallow you whole.
But I'm scared of sharks. 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 Sharks.
Bite you.
I don't wanna get my leg bit off by a shark. Shark, 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 shark. Stay away, shark.
Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen. Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen.
That's not true. That's bad info they have there. I like the song, but I think it's incorrect. They won't do that. You leave them alone. And unless you're wearing like a meat necklace or something like that, sharks ain't going to bother you at all. Whether you're at a shark diving site or not. Take it from me, Greg the Dive Master, on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. For almost 30 years, we've been dealing with this, and we know. We got the facts at our backs.
Greg may be over-caffeinated.
Maybe.
Let's see if he notices us.
He just have to go overseas.
Coffee.
We still have it overseas.
He's under-alcoholinated.
That may be. I need a little trip to Dick Liquors.
He's a lightweight.
I might have to hit that store on the way back to headquarters.
Should at least meet him. Yeah.
Yeah, I should. I should indeed. But anywho, yeah. I mean, this is a kind of a frustrating thing. It'll lead a diver to drink. For sure. I mean, it's so frustrating to hear this.
Piss me off.
I just hope it doesn't, we may have already lost this deal in Florida. I just don't know where this is going to go. I really don't.
Do you know when they vote?
The Senate has to pick up the bill. It could happen anytime, as I said. So, and once they do this, you know, I mean, in the meantime, if you're in Florida, and you live in Florida, call your representative, especially your senator, because that's where it has to go next, and the governor. And you can tell them, like, hey, don't let them do this. This is ridiculous. We don't need this. You're trying to fix a problem that doesn't exist, and it hurts divers. It hurts the dive industry. And once again, this could spread like a virus around the world, and it would be bad. It would be bad for sharks. It would be bad for one of the favorite activities we like to do during diving.
If you are looking for a template on, like an outline on what to write your senator.
Yeah.
Or the governor's office.
Uh-huh.
You could look to the movie Blazing Saddles.
Okay. And this would be what not to do?
The fact that you are considering banning the shark feeding just goes to prove that you are the leading a-hole in the state.
No, that won't be the approach.
I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Yeah. We tried that 25 years ago.
Well,
and,
keep it up. Flood them with emails.
No, you know, I mean, that's kind of what we did years ago when we were fighting the state waters effort. And by the way, this came out of the Florida Wildlife Commission.
Dear sirs and madams, you suck.
This latest effort was pushed forward from the Florida Wildlife Commission and a couple other, you know, like a fishing association signed on to it. There's actually a dive operator in Jupiter, I guess, signed on to it too, which is mind-blowing, but it is what it is. And they push this thing forward again, and here we are having to deal with this nonsense, you know. So and when it happened that time back in the day, we brought a whole bunch of divers up to Tallahassee to try to, you know, explain, like, hey, you don't want to do this. Don't do this. Here's the truth. And what it got into being was politicians don't care. They put their finger up and decide which way the wind's blowing. And there was so much media that had gotten, worked up about this whole effort. It just turned into a nightmare scenario. And they did not like it when we were trying to say, you don't know what you're talking about. They didn't take well to that. So whether that was us not being savvy enough to try to figure out a way to get them on our side, or they were already too far gone, it was just a mess.
They didn't cast a check, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just ridiculous. But it was a real eye-opener because, you know, facts did not matter. And that's the truth.
A man of your stature, Greg, looks like you should call up Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis and request a meeting with him.
Well, I don't know that he has anything to do with it. I'm not sure.
Well, he has to sign it at the end of it.
Well, he has to get through the Senate first.
He can sign it or veto it.
He has to get through the Senate first. So,
well, it does, you know, he can go through the Senate, but at the end, it's his call.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, you know, start where it is at the moment, which would be Rick Scott, I think, might be one of them. So anyway.
Why would it be a state thing if they're talking about federal waters? Wouldn't it be a federal issue?
No, it's just for Florida. So they just want to.
I have a question. If this is falling into federal waters 200 miles offshore, does it Bahamas lie 200 miles offshore?
Yeah, they have their own waters.
Yeah, but 200 miles offshore, you're encroaching on their water.
Oh, yeah, it don't matter. That's all a moot point. You got to.
So Bahamas can do what they want. Bottom line.
Yeah, yeah, but if if they do, if this goes forward, there's a good chance, like Neil was saying, that they'll just like, well, USA banned this, or Florida did this, so they obviously had a reason.
And, yeah, they're dumbasses.
Well, there's that.
Everything that I've read has been spearheaded by the fishermen once again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all mad because the sharks are taking their catch off their line and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the arguments. Is that I think they call it predation, maybe. I don't know what I'm saying. So when a shark will come, like you hook a fish when you're on your fishing boat, and you're reeling it in, the shark comes and bites it in half or takes the fish before they can get it up in the boat. And fishermen in Florida saying, oh, this has happened way more. Well, you know, it's because of these dive operators.
Common sense tells you, and I'm no scientist, that
what? You're not?
Any distressed fish, a shark eats it.
Yeah.
Any fish that's sick, a shark eats it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it don't take common sense.
Yeah. Well, like I said, common sense isn't at play.
It's not so common anymore.
Well, we'll monitor it accordingly here on the show.
Keep me posted, Greg.
I will.
Greg,
I will. And I do have a little tidbit here that I hope to have some folks on maybe as early as next week that have a new wetsuit that is supposedly shark bite prohibitive. Like the sharks can't bite through the wetsuit.
What?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's going to leave a nasty bruise.
Well, it would, but, you know, what happens when there are incidents, the sharks, you know, it's not like the divers or snorkelers or surfers are eaten. That's usually not the case. It's they bleed out, you know, like a shark bites down.
They bleed out and then they're ate.
Leg. No, they are not. No, they usually get them. But they bleed out like they cut through an artery and then the person dies because they've lost too much blood. Well, this wetsuit technology these folks come up with in, I think it's Australia or New Zealand.
That's where they
have a wetsuit material that they can't, puncture. Their teeth won't puncture.
Tinfoil.
No, not tinfoil. Not tinfoil. But it is some kind of
aluminum foil.
Some kind of new thing. And I'm like, interesting.
Aluminium.
Yep, maybe. We'll see how they say it. But yeah, I'm working on getting them on the show. So, you know, there's other ways to kind of limit the incidents, you know, and figure out a way to cohabitate with these sharks, protect
just
them.
Just don't go in the water, Greg.
Nah, you don't know. You're not a scientist. You call
just
yourself
don't go
a
into the
scientist.
Water.
And that's Conk Johnson's dive master speaking right there. God help us.
He's being facetious.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it's always better where?
Down
where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Diving show. From Captain Ron to Jock Gusteau. They all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down
to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.